Is this thing on?
Welcome to the RCAD. We've got a $1 million contract going on, so Nick cannot be bothered by this, like, high pressure, you know, writing a song, learning a melody, whipping it out. It's just, he's not used to whipping it out on the spot.
Yeah, I'm not that that New Yorker columnist that just whips that out on the Zoom call.
So welcome to
I've never heard of that guy till that.
So. Me neither, until today. You know, they're like, he got fired. I was like,
a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Maybe he did it on purpose so people would know who he is.
Exactly. Now I made a name for myself. This is going to make me huge.
I go, who did what? I go, and then I saw the picture. I go, oh, I still don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Anyway, not, like, that I'm not that I'm condoning it, but I'm just saying I didn't know who he was.
Well, you certainly condone the arts.
Oh, yeah. You have to support the arts. Not like you. I don't suppress the arts. I support the arts.
Look, my background is fucking cool. Yours is just some shit. No, literally, for those listening on the podcast.
And some corn.
Mm.
Yeah. You gotta have your vegetables, right?
I have corn. On those vegetables.
Corn. Oh, it's so weird. I'm looking at the wrong screen. I'm watching the YouTube feed as I'm talking to you guys. I'm like, wait,
oh, it's all tricking you out. Yeah.
I just like to put Chris on the spot.
Thanks,
bud.
Appreciate it.
Oh, by the way, I watched The Mandalorian, but that's okay.
Did you know?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. So for those listening that cannot join us live, next to Jack is a big, huge pile of Play-Doh poo.
Is it?
I don't know, but you sure act shitty every time we talk about doing a podcast without you.
Mr. Hank.
I'm just saying.
You must be butthurt because that passed through somebody. I think it was you.
No, not necessarily. I have grandkids.
Oh, did they make that for you? Is that one of those?
No, I made it.
There you go.
I'll tell you, I can't believe that they're still together after all that shit.
Who's still together?
Wait,
my butt cheeks.
Walk into that one.
I had me two of them.
You got us all with that one.
Yeah.
Wiped it clean. So you must have. I can tell you have a, you know, good control over that.
No, John, the UPS man.
I'll be here all week.
That might be the funniest thing I've heard you say on this podcast.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it. I stole it from somebody else, but you know, it worked.
I meant today, but yeah. Oh, like
you cracked it. That's no.
What is new with you guys? What have you guys been up to over the?
Oh, what is new?
Survived my grandkids all week. Last week,
I'd say it's only Tuesday.
This week I just had two.
I had the 99 for takeout tonight. And it was awesome.
What is the 99?
Oh, is that a regional thing? The 99.
It's the Jersey Mike's.
99 restaurants?
Oh, yeah, we all know that one.
Oh, it's not a great restaurant, but it's very serviceable. And when you go there, they serve you like that, you know, movie theater popcorn on your table. And they gave me a bag of popcorn. This is all that's left. But
wow, I was going to say, that's a pretty big bag of popcorn.
I thought that was like a large quarter.
No, yeah. A half even.
You couldn't time out. You just couldn't finish the rest of it.
Oh no, I will. I will.
I'm That's saying you get, there's like three bites left, right? Like three kernels left.
Well, there was 87 bites left when I brought the bag down here. I've been noshing on it for a while, and I do plan
even,
on
even what notching on it.
Noshing. Yeah, but you know, it's the end of the bag of that type of popcorn, so you know it's just like a minefield of shit to get stuck in between your teeth.
That's true. 86 to bag.
Sherry is ready to be entertained. No pressure. Hey, Sherry.
I did some artwork before. I don't know if I can do too much.
Some of the men on this podcast cannot perform under pressure, so.
I am old enough to remember when there were Patriots fans. I am old enough to remember that.
Yeah, it's funny because I called it what, like a year ago. I was talking to Chris when like Chris was, they were winning everything, and they won hockey, they won baseball, they won basketball, they won everything. I was like, you know, you're just setting up your kids for like a lifetime of disappointment.
Yeah,
because they're just gonna come crashing down. I was like, and then it's gonna be like 20 years before they're good again.
Remember what I went through as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, you literally don't see any of it anymore.
Yeah, it's because they're all fucking got coronavirus.
Oh, my gosh.
Or they got under quarantine.
Or Brady-less virus.
Can I just say that teaching under quarantine is just, I don't know, like every teacher deserves like a medal. I don't even feel like I've done my share duty, but
duty.
It is so frustrating because I've had students that have not shown up at all contact me all of a sudden, like, hey, I, you know, want to come to class, but my brother just tested positive for COVID, so I can't come in for 2 weeks. I'm like,
are they being honest though?
Well, like, you haven't, you've already missed, like, there's at least several weeks. Like four, five.
Who signs up for art class and doesn't attend? Yeah, I don't get it.
Do they know they'll be modest?
Sign up for that. It's like you can just go and like with one eye open and fucking get
it. It's a little frustrating because we can't really. Sherry noticed Jack's new hair tonight.
Yeah, see, me too.
He's growing out the beard. Is that like a no shave October?
Yeah, you're not on Facebook, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's really good.
What?
You put it on Instagram too.
Oh, I did. It was on Instagram too. That's right. Yeah.
Jack either put on a bad wig or had a digital image on, but he basically it was Jack with a thick.
It's actually something my wife bought to put on the top of her head. And she didn't like it.
Oh,
because I said doesn't match her hair color, but it didn't. So it was sitting there. So I just put it on top of my head, and then she straightened it all out, and then I took a picture.
Ah, gotcha. Okay,
so that's what it was.
So it was like basically a toupee.
Okay.
Yeah.
It brings to mind like what else you guys are doing with these dress up things. So in your free time, but
what free time?
Yeah. He's got like six kids running around all the time.
Yeah. I'm too busy not being included on podcasts. So it's like, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to be on the West Wing. Is it a patrons podcast?
Yeah, I believe so. This is going to be a patrons exclusive podcast, from what I understand.
If you're one of the Jay and Jack patrons this Saturday, if you're a fan of the West Wing, we're doing
a West Wing
Saturday podcast. Yeah, Saturday football, night. Man. What the heck?
Saturday night, 9:30.
Yeah.
Look, we talked about this like two years ago.
This episode's 3 years in the making. And
has it been that long?
Yeah,
the budget is out of control.
Happening smack dab in the middle of
and my it's work. Sad because I almost said no. I go, I don't know.
I got a busy ass weekend coming up, and unfortunately, I will not be able to make it. If there's some ungodly reason I can figure out a way to be there, I'll try, but I don't think so.
Well, I'll be there. I think Amanda's there, and I think Colleen will probably be there. I don't know about Jay.
Matt
hates, you know, good TV.
100% it is.
No, I just, I was, Jack there was a lot TV. Of other stuff going on at that time period in my life.
Yeah, it hasn't been on Netflix or anything in the last 20 years, so.
Even Cherry says she's never seen it.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Actually, half the podcasters here have not seen it, so.
No, it's.
Wait.
Great TV.
I've not seen it. Chris and Jack have seen it.
Yeah, right. This is the dividing line right here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've seen it several times. So, but you know, it's I like good TV. So,
whatever.
Jack. You just like throwing shade and shit at us.
Sherry's never seen it, but Sherry hasn't seen a lot of things, right?
You don't know.
What was the show
she
that
she? She could literally be an encyclopedia of media.
No,
and just chose not to watch.
An encyclopedia,
Sherry. What was that show you hadn't seen that we had to convince you to watch? You're like the Chris of not watching things.
The Chris of watching things. Now, there, I know what you're saying. However, there is somebody on this podcast that still has not decided to dive in on Breaking Bad because of some weird prequel kind of like.
All right, that I get it. That's just stupid. But that's I don't want.
Like,
I can't remember
like
who
just
it was.
I only got one more season left. One more season. of Better Call Saul, and then I can
you can watch both. It's not going to ruin it for you.
It could. Yeah. You don't know.
No.
Okay. But think about this, though. How did the prequels ruin the drama of the original trilogy? So is Better Call Saul going to ruin the drama of Breaking Bad? I think he would say you should watch Breaking Bad.
I agree.
I'm gonna tweet at him and just see.
Yeah, he'll answer right away. Sherry said some crappy Godfather movie. She didn't like the guy. That's what it was. You didn't like the Godfather?
Everybody likes the Godfather and the Godfather Part 2. It's just Godfather Part 3 that nobody likes.
Yeah, that's probably the one she watched.
Yeah. She probably started with that one. Yeah.
She goes, how come Michael's daughter can't act
at all? Apparently, I was reading the other day that was supposed to be Winona Ryder.
And How was it?
She couldn't do it because of some other movie she was doing at the time.
Edward Scissorhands, probably.
And they went with the 30th choice.
Well, that's why that she did Bram Stoker's Dracula right after, you know, because Godfather Part 3 bombed so bad that he needed to have a good film, so he did Dracula, and that's why Winona Ryder's in that. It's because she couldn't do Godfather Part 3, so she said, I'll do the next one you do. So
maybe she read the script.
Apparently, though, did we discuss that? Apparently, he's recutting the entire movie, like right now, to re-release Godfather Part 3 with like an alternate ending, and the scenes are going to be different sequences. Just
fucking drop it.
Yeah, let it go.
Okay.
It's not going to work.
Not you, Nick. Not you.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck you, Nick. Drop it, Nick.
Fine. We don't talk about the Godfather anymore. Fine. Whatever.
Chicago references.
Sherry's just kidding because she hasn't seen it yet. Okay. Chris Sherry. We'll call you Chris Sherry. Okay. That work? How's that for entertainment, Sherry?
I never saw it because I have time. I never have the time since I rewatch Pan Am series every month, which I don't know if you guys watch that or not, but it was like half a season. It got canceled.
I did watch the Pan Am series.
I liked the Pan Am series.
I did not hate it. In fact, a friend of mine thought it was still pissed that it canceled it.
Okay, so this is a deep callback because this is Miami Mike, and he was on a podcast for years with you know Jack telling the story. So
I thought Russ liked it.
Maybe was it Russ that liked it?
I mean, Mike, I know I told the story because a friend of mine is still pissed they canceled it. All right, I like the show, but I've gotten over it. We did leave it hanging.
Yeah.
The Godfather is not something, Chris Sherry, that you have to wait for it to be free.
No.
I'm telling you that right now.
It's that old.
You don't want to watch it on regular TV.
She doesn't have to wait to watch it. I think she should just drop it like we are all wishing the remake wouldn't be made. You don't have to watch The Godfather Part 3.
No.
You can
stop it too and be perfectly happy.
She's talking about the first one.
Oh,
what?
I believe she's talking about the first one. She's never seen The Godfather.
Oh, well you should watch that one. Yeah, you can watch that one.
Well, she's saying she's waiting for it to drop somewhere for free. Now, Godfather, pay the $3.99 and rent it. You don't want to watch it on AMC. Randy said AMC. I said no, because they'll
cut it.
It's a 3-hour movie, and it's going to be 10 hours on AMC with all the commercials.
I bet if you have Amazon Prime, you could probably just look it up, and it'll probably be free to you on Amazon Prime.
There is a scene, it's not a spoiler or anything, but there is a scene that takes place in Italy. There's a character that has to go there to Italy.
Dude, is it on?
I'm just saying that part would be completely edited out of the AMC.
You're talking about the really quick boob scene that's in the
first Monday, one? Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wednesday. No, Friday is what you said.
It's available on every streaming service, but not for free.
Ah. Okay.
I'm telling Chris Sherry, you want to go watch it. I would watch it this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. A new cut of Godfather 3 to premiere in theaters and on video on demand for the 30th anniversary.
They're going to release it during the COVID season, so it kills you twice.
So the third
part. You may die before the ending. Yes, I got that. Yes.
The third part was almost not called that. It was almost just called the death of Michael Corleone, which would be great because then it would just kind of remove it from the whole, like, you know, titans of one and two, because, you know, it's really...
I, I think the sad thing, we're picking on Sofia Coppola as an actress, but she's a great director.
But the spoiler alert, though, about that title, though, I would just say, is that the entire time you're watching it, you're kind of looking for it and you're waiting for it and you don't know when it's going to happen. So it kind of looms like this background, like you kind of know, like if you've watched the other movies, like what, you know, you're kind of like waiting for this. And so,
well, when Michael Caine's going, hoo-ah! You know, he's so upset.
that's the epilogue. Like okay. He actually like he passed out, had amnesia, woke up from a coma, and then all of a sudden he's blind. So
then he goes right into Sin of Woman. That's why he's so bitter. He's just like in that little garage the whole time. Yeah. You know, he's like, the fuck?
That's
a flamethrower.
So
Miami Kane, Mike, you're out of order. You're out of order. Is that what he says?
Miami Mike brings this up. Is there anything worse in Godfather than what Breaking Bad or Walking Dead showed on AMC? I would say not. So some of the scenes in Walking Dead are by far more brutal, even when you take Sonny's death. Oh, shit, that was a spoiler.
To me, it's not really that brutal today. I mean, but, you know. They don't know who Sonny is.
I don't have to watch it.
Well, you know that it's not good. Robert Duvall is not in part three. And so if no Robert Duvall, it's not any good.
Well, why wasn't he in part three?
I just checked. I did the dirty work here. You can rent the Godfather trilogy movies for $3.99 each on.
That's right.
You really only have to
rent $1.33 for per film. That's absolutely.
And considering considering Sherry's telling us that she lived in Italy for 3 years, you know, $3.99 like three movies.
But they're in Sicily, so like you know they're in the pretty but really sketchy part of Italy. So I don't know if you went down south.
They make olive oil.
Yeah.
They were dead the whole time.
Randy makes a comment. Yes, it is basically like gangster Hamlet. So or mafia Hamlet. So, you know. So
where do you see that?
I think it's the other one.
Randy. So
oh okay.
Yeah. So you know, you support the arts. You know Hamlet.
I do. I know Piglet.
What else is new?
I know Piglet, Hamlet. I know them all.
Speaking of trilogies that disappoint. So on Sunday, IFC had the Karate Kid trilogy on because, you know, I guess because of the IFC. International Film Channel.
I don't have that. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Usually like the basic cable. Sorry. Anyway, they had those on, you know, and everyone's seen the first one. The second one, though, is one that's very good, but people don't watch it a lot. And I was like, man, the second one actually is pretty good.
Fucking awesome.
The second one is very good. And I like the second one.
He goes to Japan, right?
It's when he goes to Japan, yeah. And the second one has so many good redeeming qualities about it. Because, like, you know, you see, like, you know, Miyagi's old story. You see, like, you know, what caused him to leave, what made him do what he did. And you see, like, this touching story between him and his old flame that never got married because, you know, he left. And then she even kind of cries a little bit when he's thinking about, I'm going to go back to the States. She's like, please take me with you. And you're like, oh, it's so great. You know, it all resolves. It's great. You know, like, you know, Danielson found love, you know, so did Miyagi. And then you're like, this is so good. And then you have this turd come out 3 years later called The Karate Kid Part 3, to where it just opens. It just opens like that. We're like, they're at the airport. No closure whatsoever. It's just like, oh, we just left our women back in Japan. And we're just bachelors again. Woohoo! And then it just descends.
They weren't going to give up their cars because Miyagi had cool cars. He said, that was the breaking point. They don't show that part, but they wanted one of his cars. And he said, no.
Oh, okay.
The girls, they said, no. The women, they said, no, I'm not giving up my car. Is that the one part three where what's his name? John, is it John? The dojo guy who's the thing where he's breaking the windows in the cars.
Because they can't hit
Miyagi 2 feet in front of him. Cool.
Yeah, they shot that like right after the first film, and that's the opening of the second film. But they also showed it again in the third film.
That's right. Because I'm like going, okay, look, I could hit Miyagi. I'm literally that close. I could have hit him.
Oh, I mean, the funniest thing, the only cheese. There's a couple cheesy parts in part two, but the really cheesy part to me is at the very end of Karate Kid Part Two. Well, it's cool because you know you have the crane in the first one, and this one you had the little drum thing, the wheel thing.
Yeah, but the most annoying toy ever spawned.
Most annoying thing, but you don't really see him use it Because the way that they shoot the scene, they're all just showing the shoulders up. So all you see is like this motion from Danielson, and he's literally just bitch slapping the guy to death. And you're just like, this guy's supposed to be a karate master, and he can't defend against the bitch slap technique. Like, that's all he's doing is just bitch slapping him to death.
It's like Rocky. It's the same thing. Rolling that thing. It's just Rocky.
I got one of those as a kid when I visited Disney World or Epcot Center at one of the areas. I think it was probably Japan. Had those for sale. It was like a little hand drums, right? So it's like a stick with a drum on both sides. And it had like a string with a plastic bead on each end. So you right, you turn it, you just rap, 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 rap. My parents.
It's one of those things your parents buy you.
After buying it,
that when you go to bed, they cut the strings off and the beads off. And the next morning, you're like, "What the hell happened?"
It was awesome.
Oh, like the rubber band.
My parents did it, but it's I know it happened.
Yeah, like when I was a kid, I thought my parents were mean, but I get it now as an adult. Well, like
they were. I mean, the fucking mask. I mean, come on.
You know, no, but like okay, so my mom, you know, when we were kids, you got the Sears catalog or the gift book or whatever, you know, in the 80s, and you'd go through it and you'd like circle what you wanted, you know. So my mom, every year, she would take the clippings of the things I wanted, and then like she would make like a little paper thing of like, oh, this is what Nick wanted in 1988. This is what Nick wanted in 1989. Every single one of them has a drum set on it that's like glued to it. So like I can see like what I wanted every year as a kid. Every one of them has a drum set.
The greatest hits reel of all the shit you didn't get.
I didn't get. That's all. Yeah, exactly. Every one of it's just like, I never got that drum set. Every year I want a drum set. They're like, yeah, we're not getting you a drum set. You banging that damn thing all day long. Hell no.
You could have been a rich rock and roller.
I could have been, yeah. There's no telling.
Gave them some money. It's their fault, right? We hear you play the ukulele.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything I know how to play, I taught myself. I just bought the instrument and then picked it up.
I think a lot of people wouldn't argue that. I think they believe you.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. But yeah, like, there's definitely some cool ones.
What's up with the Chicago reference?
I don't know. It was just in my head when I logged in. I went, okay, I'll put that in there.
All right. It's one of the greatest songs, man.
I love
like,
that song.
That is one of the greatest like overall songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything in it.
Yeah, to me that's like the really, really good rocker. I mean, they did a lot of ballads, but like that one is like a good straight up rocker.
It's got everything.
I'll be your man. Hey, isn't that in Karate Kid?
To survive for your honor. Yeah, that's in part two. Yeah.
See, so there you go.
I absolutely love that song.
It's funny, like,
it takes me back to a moment. Like I hear that song, and it's a straight time capsule.
So when you're I think
that time period.
The fun was you see the girl you have a crush on across the arcade playing a game, and you decide to take up the sticks and fight for her honor.
Yeah. For me, it was the roller rink. Age. You know,
so. Oh, the roller rink. Yes, mm-hmm. The roll away. Yeah. I think used to call them.
Oh right.
We had one right on the Interstate 91, and they called it Interskate 91. Very clever.
That is something I do feel sorry for kids these days. They never will experience things like that, of like everyone getting excited to go to the roller skating rink and everyone just basically skating around in a circle for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because it was big in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, but the 90s, it's, you know, video games started. You know,
yeah,
you can do it on a computer. Why do it? Why exercise?
gotta learn social skills.
I tell people all the time. They go, "Why do you cut down your public sessions?" And I go, "Because kids want to be fat." I don't know. Who I mean, seriously, because they don't want to. Kids don't want to exercise. It's boring.
Speaking of that, kind of like, did you see that video of that Zamboni catching on flames on the ice? I got to hand it to the guy driving that thing. He stayed on the damn thing. It's ablaze. He just drove it back outside.
A couple of people sent it to me, and I said, well, at first I was like, okay, but you should always need to look back to see how much water you're laying. Mm. Literally, the streak of hydraulic fluid was right. Like
that's what she said?
It was like 150 feet. he never looked back. He just gets on it and drives and doesn't. He's one of those people who don't pay attention to what he's doing. I give him credit for how he got the Zamboni off the. Well, first it was an Olympia, not a Zamboni.
Oh,
so okay. let's don't tarnish the Zamboni name. It was an Olympia, which is a cheap Canadian version of, I think, whatever it is. It's a crappy machine.
But everyone calls them Zambonis, regardless of what it is. You know, you don't go around going like, "Oh my God, I'm not getting on that elevator because it's not an Otis."
I'm checking out this video. ABC calls it Zamboni catches fire during Utah.
Olympia is a piece of shit. Just saying, Zamboni's a workhorse. Zamboni, you can run into the ground because it's the original. It's named after
it's
the
like
Zamboni.
It's like how people get about John Deere tractors. They're like, it's not a deer, so they're like, that's just an Allison piece of shit.
We had both in the Olympia. Just
holy shit!
See, I told you. Yeah. See, it just goes boom, you know, and the gas stays on it.
Plus, it has propane tanks. It could have ignited. But with the hydraulic fluid too. Another thing,
he looked back. He saw. Holy fuck!
I just love watching Chris's reaction to that. It's so mesmerizing. Well, it's like sports.
He ran over a body. It's just like a stream of hydraulic
fluid. See, another thing with hydraulic fluid, it doesn't just burst like that. There had to be some drips, and that stuff is like. I want to mention the guy's name. He used to podcast with me on a show that was similar to this one. But had a different name. Jay was on it, and he was on it.
That show is nothing like this show.
No.
You guys took relationship emails.
You can say Tim's name. It's fine.
You guys talked about like bodily things with Q-tips. Like so reached that.
Well, it was that guy. So he closes the night before his hydraulic fluid leaked all over the place. It just poured out. I go walking down there, and that stuff is worse than walking on wet ice. It's just like watching Twitch.
You still doing that?
No, I stopped doing it because the video capture card I had, which is the one I felt like paying for, I didn't want to spend the extra money, actually downgrades the video signal to my monitor. So I'm not playing in like 4K or, you know, or whatever. So I just noticed a visible difference in
video like 3 weeks. I stopped
doing it online.
Speaking of video games, Chris, because I think you're really the only gamer here, did you buy the Star Wars Squadrons game?
I did not, and I didn't because EA Pass is going to be included in Xbox Game Pass in next month. So, I wanted to wait and just not have to pay for $40 for it.
Yeah, I'm such a stickler because I remember like an old man. I remember the good old days. Because I have PlayStation, when you could just get online and play for free, but then freaking all the other shit came out and I had to pay to access the internet. I'm like, I already paid for the internet and I should have to pay to access this. But anyway, so I did buy it. And the guy told me, he's like, well, you know, this is an online only game. I was like, don't worry, I'll figure it out. You know, so there actually is some on game content. So, and what little I've played, I was like, oh, it's actually pretty fun.
Is it good?
It's nice. Good. The dual analog sticks throws me off for a playing game, you know, because I'm so used to just one being, you know, rolling and everything else. But like,
pitch and the yaw.
Pitch and the yaw and all stuff. So like, I had to really, you know, I had to invert the Y axis and I had to change everything up to get it to where I could somewhat fly the damn thing. You know?
Yeah. And, it's a fun game. I mean,
it's fun. The graphics are good. Yeah.
I almost bought it, but I was like, it's going to be free if I wait a month. What I've already paid monthly.
Well, I like so far, like what the story I've done. I've only done the first two levels, and it switched back and forth. So, like, you start off as a Imperial pilot, and then the next level, you switch to a Rebellion pilot. You know, so, like, you get to experience different.
Some old school gaming there, going back to the TIE Fighter and X-Wing days.
Mm-hmm. I know Jack's really into this one. So.
Yeah, he's fucking.
No, it's fantastic.
That game looks amazing though.
Yeah.
Like my brother had sent me a, you know, like a the trailer for it, and I was just like, holy shit, this is just like the graphics on it. Yeah. Just look graphics incredible. Good, yeah. So
I don't have cooler. The attention span like I used to when I was a kid, you know? So like I'll be like halfway through the mission and I'll just hit pause, let it sit there for like a half an hour. Like, okay, now I gotta go back and play it. You know, but I can't do it like I used to and just hammer through it. Cause I'm too much of a perfectionist. If like I see like the checks, like to get all the medals, it's like, oh, must complete the mission in 15 minutes. Must, you know, destroy this, must destroy all ties before you defeat the blah, blah. I'm like, God damn it. Now I have to play it again. And I'll keep playing it until I beat the whole thing to perfection. And so that's why also I was just like, I'll play the same thing over and over again.
I'm looking forward
to
it.
I hate it when the ad break just like interrupts the game.
It's the worst. Real.
It's the worst. And you got to wait. And then you click that X and it's all done.
Yeah.
All that. Yeah. So
I'm excited for the new Call of Duty game coming out next month. And I'll be playing on my new Xbox Series X.
You said Duty.
I know he did. He totally said duty.
Did I tell you guys? I pre-ordered the new Xbox. I was one of the lucky ones.
Oh, nice.
That is your God-given right, Mister.
Yeah,
so father.
I know it's my dad toys. So I'm looking forward to the new Call of Duty game because it's Call of Duty Cold War. So check. So the campaign portion of the game takes place.
If it's called Cold War, like, do you sit there and not do anything for like 60 years?
No, it's all about the missions of that happened during that time frame. So, it looks awesome. Like I'm pretty excited for the campaign. I don't usually play the campaign, but I will for this one. And then the new Xbox, I'm pretty excited for. It's gonna be pretty sick.
Nice. My nephew called me, or I called him the other day, and I don't know what it is about my sister and my nephew. They must think I'm like Daddy Warbucks or something. Cause like, she's like, have you got anything for Christmas yet? No. Well, I kind of want that Lego AT-AT. I'm like, that's $140. You think I'm going to spend $140 on you for Christmas? You got me like a DVD last year, you know?
You just got dad.
Yeah. For
like,
real.
Like, That is what my son is talking to me about.
And let me tell you, what you need to do is you need to get a pair of scissors and go find a catalog with that add-on on it, cut it out, and stick it in the mail and send it to him.
Ooh. Or you send him a Lego and you send him a little toy AT-AT, and you're like, here you go. Make your own.
That was my sister. Then my nephew starts talking to me, and I was a little bit of a dick to him, but that's just me. But like, he's like, Nick, did you hear the new Xbox and PlayStation are going to come out? I'm like, Uncle yeah.
Wait,
like,
no, I'm Uncle Nick?
I'm Uncle Nick, yeah.
No, but you just said, hey, Nick.
Well, he called me Nick his whole life because that's, you know, kids always double everything, like daddy, you know, pop and all those. And so, like, sometimes he calls me Uncle Nick, but most times it's just Nick.
That's lack of respect. How old is this kid?
He's 12?
Fuck, yeah. No Lego for him.
Yeah, well, he wasn't asking for Lego. So he's over telling you, he's like, PlayStation 5's coming out. I'm like, oh, yeah, you want that? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm really wanting that. But I think it's like $500. He's like, maybe for Christmas, huh? And I'm like, I ain't spending $500 on you.
Like, you know? I'm spending $140 on you.
Yeah, and he's like, well, he goes, I have a little bit of an allowance. He goes, I think I could probably save up for it. I'm like, what's your allowance again? He's like, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe you can get like $20-$25, you know, by the time PlayStation 6 comes out. You know?
Yeah, and that's going to be about the same time they're going to be available. Mm-hmm. They're all sold out for like ages.
Mm-hmm. You take that money, invest it in Bitcoin.
Shit.
So speaking of video games, and you know, because I've been off Facebook, you know, I've been, oh, you know, I was doing crosswords for a while, you know, like, and I like doing the crosswords. But the other day I was just kind of like, I was really, I don't know where this came from, but I was really curious about learning Japanese.
Was that
I just was like, konnichiwa. I was just kind of like, well, my daughter is learning something, you know, and I think also too, like kind of getting into my 40s, I'm thinking in terms of like, I'm not dead. You know, I'd like to learn.
You're time out towards 50.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I agree with Chris. I'm getting into my 40s.
Yeah, you're like in your mid 40s.
Yeah, you're
thank you very much. Let's walk that back. I'm still in my early 40s.
No. You are in the mid. You're in the mid section there. Early 40s is 40 to 43. You're in the middle section.
Okay, I'm in the middle section now.
I am early 40s.
Congratulations. So
I can say, hey, I'm getting into my early 50s. I'm just getting into my 50s. That makes sense. Okay, go ahead with your story, Matt.
So I decided, well, you know, there's got to be some apps out there. Like, I just want to like dip my toe into like learning
AARP.com.
learning a new language.
These Nutrilla Bounce things that are great. Like, you have vegetables and fruits now, you can drink them. And like,
so you're talking me out of this. You're like basically saying, hey, there's other things you could do to take care of yourself, Matt. You don't have to go.
I want you to be balanced. Your systems.
You could do word search instead of crosswords.
You can get Centrum Silver rewards.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Thank you.
I've been Glorious seeing some commercial
John showed up just to say too, that I am
that,
old.
That memory stuff, you know, that comes from jellyfish. You should get that too.
All right.
Are you
see you guys.
I need another day. Is he on an aspirin regiment? Like, I hope not.
Yeah, that medical. Right. Alert.
You should read Confucianism Lives Next Door. It's a good book.
So no, anyway, no, I just
no. Next Door is bad. Next Door is bad.
That's right. That's what Matt doesn't want to talk about. See, if Matt really wanted to do something,
he wouldn't distract with Japanese bullshit. Like, he's doing this to distract from the actual. Like problem, right? We're having the fact that your neighbors are murderers.
Yeah,
Jesus, no. His
neighbors were murderers.
In the documentary, not that. No, I'm gonna learn Japanese.
I'm not saying that I'm going to like speak it or. I know.
I mean, Netflix special. But, Matt just gonna be walking by in a kimono.
And we'll have to have every time Matt talks, we'll have to have subtypes.
This is like a year from now.
Your extradition, Snowden, you know, is probably going to be up in Europe. So you're wanting to move to Japan now. I get it. You know,
we're in this like this super serious like you know interview with the town council. And you just see Matt in the back with his kimono and his little hand drum. Click 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 click.
Hey, how do you say murder house in Japanese?
I don't know. I should know house. I did. That was one of the words that I've been practicing. But there's a couple different apps out there. But if you're familiar with learning any type of a foreign language, Duolingo is a very popular app, and it's set up like a video game. So you get these rewards, and you know, like if you miss stuff, you know that it takes things off. And so it's set up so that it kind of keeps you like coming back and playing the game. So that got a little addictive, you know, and my wife was definitely like, what the fuck? like all of a sudden I'm just like practicing Japanese words, and she's just kind of like, all right, I don't know how long this phase is going to last, but
just tell her because it's next door. It's you've been possessed.
You guys are focused way too much. You know, there has not been any paranormal activity.
That you know, you're speaking Japanese. You're learning Japanese.
You know, like in every Japanese film, like when other people being rude to like the dominant Japanese male, like they go from like being really polite to all of a sudden, I'm expecting that to happen from Matt any day now. Just like, you know, choose somebody out.
Fair enough.
You don't have one of those Harry Carey swords, right? You don't have.
John, I don't know what you wrote
Harry
there.
Harry Carey here.
So
Harry Carey.
But I know some of the characters there, but some I'm still learning. So
I think I can read.
Yeah. Well, the little.
The wife killed the dad and the kids and buried him in the backyard with no heads. Got it.
The last part.
No heads, huh?
The last part is masu.
Then I was onto it. Don't you read it from right to left?
No, it's left to right.
That's Arabic.
But there's different. So as you're learning Japanese, you know, I'm just kind of like, oh, okay. So there's hiragana and there's.
I know I'm feeling Japanese sometimes.
And they're two different sets of kanji, basically. So,
go ahead.
Anyway, I'm going through it. I'm like, oh, like this is interesting. Like I think I understand hiragana, and then all of a sudden it shifts over to the katakana, and I'm like, wait, there's all of these letters that you just taught me
katakana
are now different. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just gonna shut up now. You guys are.
It's interesting. You know, like I don't know much about the Japanese written language, but you know the Chinese language, which was narrowed down after Mao took over. You know,
I was curious to talk to you about this, Nick, because you've been to China.
What about me?
I was fingering the corn.
He was
Korakana. Korakana, isn't that corn?
Korn-kata.
No.
Korn-kata?
No. Mm-mm. That's not a thing. It's not a thing at all. So, anyway,
I could used to be able to spell my name in Chinese.
No, I didn't learn.
I don't get anything for that.
But he's learning Japanese.
Yeah.
No, he mentioned Chinese.
He was talking about how I had been to China.
Yeah, you had been to
but
China.
I used to be able to spell my name in Chinese.
I had a book. Like I had written down, like just what I needed to know, and that's all I could learn at the time. Like I, you know, just hello, thank you, my name is, you know, things like that.
Where's the shitter?
Huh? Yeah, where's the shitter?
Where's the shitter?
That's exactly what I wrote. You know,
do you want to see this? Shitter, where's the poop? Where do I poop at?
Yeah. Thank goodness they're still together. Or whatever. That's, you know, and then you get this really crazy look from them, and you go, my ass cheeks. They're like, oh!
I want to learn French.
That's an experience, though. Like, going to the bathroom in China is an experience because, you know, they're all squatters, you know, so there's no toilet bowl, Western toilet bowl, and then there's also a lot of toilet paper either. You have to carry your own everywhere.
So you have to have good aim is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, when we're one, yeah. But, you know, I'm talking about number two.
Oh yeah, I know. I knew what you're talking about.
But yeah, you have good. I mean, you have to move your pants, otherwise you don't dump them in your shorts.
Yeah.
But hey, I like China. It's good. I'd go back.
Matt is Google translating right now.
No, I'm not because I can't pull it up on anything. It's not like I can copy paste that. So I know some of the characters.
I want to learn French. Yeah. I've said this for a long time because in Europe. Yeah. It helps to if you understand French, you can get around a lot faster than.
Oh,
I mean, like
see, my daughter's learning
Switzerland,
French.
It's like yeah, she, because in Switzerland, it's like they all speak French, and you're like going,
no, they don't.
They did where I was.
The western side does. Well, the southern side speaks Italian, and the northern and eastern side speak German.
Well, Mr. Wizard, I'm sorry. Where I was at,
Wizard was a dick.
He was a dick.
Well, then I nailed it then, right?
Have you ever seen that supercut video of him just being a complete fucking asshole to all the kids on his show?
Hey, I remember watching it and being like,
awesome. Yeah, like I had forgotten, but someone because I'm on some 80s group on Facebook, and it was like the guy in the spandex is all the internal body organs and bones and stuff. If you remember that when we were kids, and I was going like, I forgot about that dude. He's still fucking creepy.
Oh, the suit.
Yeah, he had the suit that had like all the lungs and all that stuff
Mr.
on it.
Mr. Goodbody.
Mr. Goodbody. That's it. And I was like, yeah.
Dude, I don't know where that came from. There's like this weird portion of my brain that retains all this shit from my childhood.
And you'd have to Google it. That was great.
Oh,
that was nice.
I did finally get a translation on that. So Matt is hiding something. So I should have recognized the first part because those first two are on my name when I
think
I write
your neighbors are hiding something too, but.
You know, one day my neighbor's gonna watch this, and I'm just gonna be like, "Fuck,
man, it'll be like, one bored neighbor."
You better have locks on your door.
Locks on it.
Well, I'm just saying that house has some issues. We know. You would know if you were part of the documentary.
Just turn the lights off, have the night vision on. It's like a. I was going to say that the lambs.
The part of Switzerland I was in, it was German, French, and they have two, I guess, Swiss languages or something like that. But it's like I went there thinking English would probably be like pretty dominant. I was wrong.
It depends on what part of. Are you talking about Switzerland?
I was in Zurich.
We're about. I've been to Lucerne and
Lucerne. Yeah,
yeah.
I told you we went on that. We went up to the Alps, and which she was describing where we were going. It was Mount Tipless. Anyway, she was saying Dickless.
Oh,
and because we're like because it was me. It was my family and the Canadian family in front of us, and people from Chicago that were just laughing there every time she Mount Tipa. I wish I could pronounce. Remember what it was, but she kept saying Dickless, and I go, is she saying Dickless? So the little small group that was with,
we Jack's like, she's not talking to me.
Yeah, really, I have a dick. But we were just busting up laughing, and she just kept looking at us. I'm like going, well, can she please stop saying where we're going? But if you can go to Switzerland, I highly recommend it. It's beautiful there, and the people there are the fucking nicest people. Maybe Nick had a different experience.
I enjoyed Switzerland.
Did you think
you only need like two beers because you're so high up and the alcohol content's already high anyway. You're just basically hammered after about two.
Let's go.
I mean, the McDonald's we went
we
spent $50 on just getting a couple of hamburgers, and she said when would they charge? Can I get some ketchup with that? She goes, oh, we charge for that. I go, that's okay. I already spent $50 on two hamburgers and a fry.
For real.
It's really no big deal. But I didn't go care on it.
Wow. It's that expensive?
I had talked about this before. Like, it's because beef is subsidized, in our country. Whereas it's not in Europe. They don't have a lot of as many cows as we do because we have such open space. But yeah, if you go to like, this was 2012 or 10. I can remember the last time my tour guide friend, just for some reason, wanted to get a burger. Like so we were walking by a Burger King one night. He goes, hey, let's stop here. I just want to get a Whopper real quick. Walked in. It was €7 just for the Whopper. That's like $9.50 for the Whopper.
Yeah, when they gave me the price, I went, because we didn't get any meals. We just got basic hamburgers and French fries. It was like, because we were just hungry for lunch. Hey, there's McDonald's. Let's get McDonald's real quick.
You probably could have gotten like a fucking pork chop and it would have been cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. But we did eat at the restaurant up there at the hotel, and the hotel was I said they would come around at night, and they had a cart full of chocolate and all this different stuff that they would knock on your door with anything you want. It was all complimentary. You sit there, but we would give them a tip, and they go, it's a tip. And they go,
yeah, they don't.
Okay. They would take it, but it was no, you take it. But it was almost got to the point though. I said, because they gave you so much chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't take anymore. I've had enough chocolate.
There is a thing that they did a study about this. Like, you reach a physical limit for chocolate.
No, there is
what's up?
That's what Jack's got behind him, right? Chocolate.
I assume that is a chocolate.
Some lemon heads in it,
A Baby Ruth.
So, the Baby Ruth.
No, but.
Not so bad.
I think Chris said we should go to Switzerland. Is it Belgium?
That's a little ways out of the way, but yeah.
We've only been invited.
Oh, yeah, we got to go to Belgium for our listener. That's right.
Right. Let's go. I'm just saying, then we'll go to Switzerland.
We got to go to Bruges. It's like a little fairy tale.
John says goes to burger joint, owners of pork chop.
Actually, what I ordered there, I had duck for the first time. I'd never had, but it was duck wrapped in bacon.
Oh, duck is great.
That's good. If it can be gamey, but it's good.
Yeah, it was a little. I was a little because I told the story before. The best thing I had there was the French fries. Fucking were amazing. They were the great.
They just call them fries there. Yeah.
I think the larger question here was it because I mean really like if you're gonna have duck, is it duck season?
I don't know because. Because it was like there was a language barrier, so it's like anything they told us to have, we got it. It was you think the McDonald's meal was expensive?
I think this it was probably like, rabbit season.
Yeah,
you got off season duck.
It's true.
But they made such a. You want to try the fries? I go, yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. They were like, no, and they kept insisting. I go, fine, bring the fries. I know you're Switzerland, but I'm getting angry here. I mean, I'm getting about ready to break out my knife.
Yeah, for real, Randy.
Did you call them fries freedom fries mayonnaise. By name?
Yeah, I did. I said, I want the freedom fries. Yeah. I saved that for when I went to Paris. I said, yeah, just give me the freedom fries. All right.
It's the only time I've ever, like, I've always.
You don't have my back, but I got yours. Give me the damn freedom fries.
That's another thing. It's the only time I've ever gotten a little irritable in Europe anywhere is because I always try not to be an American. I try to, like, know some of the words. I try not to be obnoxious. And, you know, I try to try the food. And so I'm at a bar with my friend, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to get two beers. And, you know, and it's like bia in French. You know, it's like same spelling kind of, but just a little bit different. So I'm like,
what are you, Massachusetts?
So I'm like, do it. Yeah. But that's it. Yeah. Like, a two bia. Yeah. Yeah. The bartender looks at me and goes, oh,
I do great in Paris.
Yeah.
No, they speak English in Paris.
The bartender, though, because I'm just like, duh, beer, you know, and he's like, oh, the American knows too. I'm like, fuck you, you asshole. Like,
yeah. Wait, he didn't catch on when you walked in rocking a flannel and cowboy boots, dude?
Yeah.
With America.
No way.
America. Fuck you.
God, I've never worn my cowboy boots to anywhere like that. God, kill me. All those cobblestone and hard floors, I'd just be like, God, kill my back.
Well, I know here in England, my wife, who I love dearly, but
we
had to keep saving her life because she kept looking the wrong way because she was crossing the street. She almost got hit in Europe by people riding bikes like 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
It was like my girls were saying, Mom, I go, pay attention, because you were so excited to be there. But it's like, okay, you being here and dying is not going to help you. You have to pay attention.
It's interesting because, like, it's kind of like going to New York, or I would assume Boston too, because your streets are so narrow and people are just used to walking wherever the fuck they want. Because I've seen so many people, even on my tour groups, sometimes when I go, you know, like, you don't see the streets because they're so small. You think they're like a little walkway, and then there's this little car coming down it, and then they'll just, you know. You know, and then, like, people slap the hood, like, oh, and she's like, whoa, what the fuck's going on? He's like, oh, I just told
you. Can you translate in Japanese there, Matt?
Yeah, Matt, what is that in Japanese? Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm not that guys, I'm a baby. Like, I'm just like,
I expect you to.
I know.
I was going to see a Japanese movie with you, and you could just translate, so I wouldn't have to read the captions.
I know Inu, which is dog, Neko, cat. About it.
Okay.
What's cat? What's cat?
Coochie is mouth.
No, what's cat again?
Neko.
Coochie is Kaneko? Mouth.
Kaneko. Yeah. Kaneko. Kaneko's.
I know. It's so
stop
weird.
Stop attacking me, Kaneko. Stop attacking me, Kaneko.
Am I?
Just watch is, Mr. Baseball. Sweet. Just watch Mr. Baseball. You'll teach you everything.
Underrated movie. I love.
Underrated. Yeah. Underrated movie. Yeah, it's.
I love Mr. Baseball.
I watch. It's one of those guilty pleasures. I watch it every time it comes on.
Because it's a guy, and also another player from the guy from Allstate.
That's true.
Is there on it?
Yeah, he kind of got typecast there for a while, just being the baseball player guy.
Yeah. No, Mr. Baseball. I love Mr. Baseball. Good movie.
Mm-hmm. It's something because, like, Tom Selleck. I mean, he got a bad rap after Three Men and a Baby of, like, going through a slump. But, like, I mean, you have Mr. Baseball, which I like. You have Quigley Down Under,
mm-hmm.
and there's one other one he did that's, like, right there in the early 90s that was still a good film, even though, like, they didn't make a lot of money. It's like, dude, it's like he still made good films.
The movie he made with Gene Simmons, I talked about this before. I can't remember the name. It was, like, a futuristic movie where he plays a cop, and he's, like,
But like, I thought that was, like, in the 80s.
It was in the 80s, but it's a futuristic movie where now it's probably pretty common. But there was a scene where people were supposed to be, oh my God, and everybody was laughing in the theater. I go, I don't think people are supposed to be laughing. But I didn't hate the movie because it's Tom Selleck. How do you hate Tom Selleck?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the same as, like, I always read that about Flash Gordon, is that they made that film to be a serious movie. Like, they wanted it to be a serious film. But when they started showing all the test screens, people were laughing in the audience. They're like, this is not supposed to be a comedy. You know, but, like, everybody was laughing.
Really? Because it's a comedy to me.
Yeah, it is a comedy.
I haven't seen that movie in years, but I remember watching it. It used to be on HBO all the time when HBO showed movies.
I didn't realize, the same thing, I was reading that same article, like, that the actor who played Flash Gordon, it's like 85% of all of his lines are dubbed over by a guy, like a professional voice actor, who did his voice.
Yeah. Well, he was a football player for the Jets, right?
Well, in the movie. I don't know if he was in real life.
I thought he was in real life.
Maybe real life.
A cameo in a movie. Flash Gordon. What the fuck was his name?
Sam something.
John is John saying the movie I'm thinking of is Runaway?
Yeah, that sounds right. It's got like a Runaway, blue cover, red writing.
Runaway, yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. I can see the cover in my mind too. So
He's wearing like a grayish blue. Yeah, I remember the cover of the VHS tape, but
it's a shame. It's a shame he did Magnum PI and didn't get Indiana Jones.
Well, if he did get Indiana Jones, they wouldn't let him do it because of
the contract. That's what I'm saying. I know. And then it got pushed back, and he could have done it. Holden, if he got the part on if he was indie, would Magnum PI have lasted as long as it did? Because I'm sure there'd been pressure for him to do more movies. Because
would Indiana Jones have lasted as long?
Exactly.
As I think it would. People argue with me all the time on this one, but I'm not saying he's as good as Harrison Ford, but he has the comedic timing and he's a good actor. So it would have worked.
That's it.
And with a movie poster like this.
Oh, that's what the girl from Dirty Dancing. That's right. And Gene Simmons.
Really?
That's a girl from Dirty Dancing. It's not. She's not baby. She's the one that gets pregnant.
Oh, okay.
And Christy Alley is also. Apparently, I'm looking at the little thing here, and it says that she's in it. So
she's been popular on Twitter.
Speaking of Christy Alley, yeah, like Will Fry is not here.
For Wait, isn't it Kirstie Alley?
Kirstie Alley, yeah.
It is, yeah.
He put on Facebook the other day that he will always be a Diane person over.
Who did that?
Will Fry, one of our listeners.
Will Fry.
He'll always going to be a Diane over Kirstie Alley's character. Why am I forgetting her name? On Cheers.
Shelley Long.
He's like, I'm always a Shelley. I'm a Diane over. You know, I'm like, oh, that's a bold choice. You know, because, like, I mean, it was like, I like them both, but they're two totally different characters. You know, like, I like when Kirstie Alley did Cheers, but I also like Diane. I don't know.
I'd go with Kirstie Alley. I think she was funnier.
Yeah, she peaked as a Vulcan for me. Like, that was like everything after that.
That was something I never understood why she turned down Spock. I mean, Star Trek 3, because that was a much bigger role than she had in number two.
Well, so she wanted to be Khan.
She wanted to be Khan.
and they told her no.
Ironically, so, you know, she's
Roberta Khan.
Ironically, she's being conned right now. But yeah. Whatever.
She was, you know, Roberta. He was in the TV show, so we want to go with that one. She was upset. She was upset. She couldn't play the part. I like Miami Mike. If Colts had just drafted Trent Richardson, would have been in the Hall of Fame. Well, they should have traded. They should have traded Colt McCoy, not Colt McCoy. Manny.
So speaking of the Colts, you saw the game, right, Jack?
I did,
because I did not, and it sucked because I started to watch it, saw that they were behind.
I'm telling you how to watch it.
I was like, and then thanks. No, I appreciate the info on that. So because. Yeah, my antenna signal is real spotty that day. You know, we had some clouds or whatever. I was just not getting the signal. And
there's some bad vibes coming from next door.
When's the last time a team from the Midwest won a championship?
Well, I'm from San Diego. I'm not bashing anybody.
Are you talking about, like, where are you defining the Midwest? Because I feel like the Midwest is pretty large. Because people in,
I mean, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin.
Because Wisconsin's got Green Bay.
It's true. I mean, other than the Cubs, it's the last time I can think of a team winning a championship.
Oh, yeah, the Cubs. Sure.
Now the Cavaliers won a few years back.
Oh, yeah, I always forget about basketball. Yeah.
Me too.
So there.
Well, yeah, me too. You know what sport I like? Uno. And what a better way to do a versus than what's your favorite color from Uno? I kid. Nick had gave me the inspirational push to do the RCAD logo or whatever we do for this show. It's fun. The C wasn't as good as the A, but I figured, you know, every time I try to do these things, it's always kind of a little bit of a creative, like, huh, what am I gonna
do? Did you have a question on the Colts game?
Oh, right.
When did the comeback start? What was the best play for you? You know, just, I don't know, like tell you, like, paint me a picture.
Well, for me,
your words and not with shit.
I've been getting frustrated because Frank Wright has been so concerned. So, I mean, when you're watching the game, and I'm just a fan, and you know what play is going to be run. What do you think that the other team knows? I mean, it's what made Belichick so great before this season is that teams couldn't figure out what he was going to do, you know, and he knew it was like chess. He knew the moves before you made the moves. And they finally let Rivers be Rivers. Open it up. Stop with the run, run, pass. Run, run, pass, run, run, pass. So that's what it was. They just let Rivers open it up. Because at first, the same fucking thing they've done all season. Run, 1 yard, run, 1 yard. Now it's third and eight. So what happens on third and eight? Everybody knows you're going to pass. And so they're blitz right. And all that. So they were opening up. They were really passing on first down, throwing it. And so Rivers was Rivers.
Well, do you think that they were probably a little bit more conservative given what happened with the Browns and all of the interceptions that kind of befell him that game?
Well, with the Browns, though, he was under so much pressure. I mean, Rivers is a statue. I mean, he's if you don't make a pocket for him, he's probably not going to be successful.
Oh, I mean, so he's basically like Manning.
Yeah, Manning Tom Brady. It's not like you have with Mahomes, where Mahomes, oh, he's pressured. Oh, no, he's out of the pocket. Oh, he's running all over the place. That actually helps him. But you know, when you have your pocket passers, you have to have a pocket to throw in. Sunday, he had a pocket. He was throwing. I even had Danny Woodhead tweet me today. Danny Woodhead tweeted me.
Wow.
Today.
Really?
Wow. Yes. Nice.
So there you go.
Oh, shit.
Danny Woodhead. And I think I might be taller than Danny Woodhead.
You definitely are.
Yeah. But I love Danny Woodhead. But anyway, no, but I think that's what the difference, their defense looked. Oh my God. It was like, they're just Cincinnati, the first three, boom, march down, march down, march down.
Mike's asking a question, about Rivers and how old does he look? Mike, I just want to say that, the only thing that was on the only station that I could actually get was the Dolphins game. And I was like, fuck this noise. This was like so boring to watch the Dolphins, even if they're winning. It was just like, whatever. Like,
no, I think Rivers looks like Rivers. He's played like 249 consecutive. He's never, since he started, he's never sat. He's like the Cal Ripken
fan.
Big what?
You have the most disgusting background. You know that, Jack, right? Like,
I thought you were talking about Nick.
Yeah.
As a Hoosier, learning Japanese and embracing like everything Japanese, it is offensive to the eyes.
Hoosier is a great movie, by the way.
So I think I figured it out. I think I figured out what Matt's doing. So Matt's learning Japanese because he's preparing for the event in which Trump wins the re-election and we go into total world war, and Ohio is taken over by the Japanese Empire. A la Man in the High Castle.
He doesn't live in Ohio.
Or Indiana. Shit.
It's the same place, but I wonder.
It's to take over the whole Midwest. Yeah. Wouldn't you think that's carved up for Russia? But okay, go ahead.
He's going with this. Japanese, so he can be like the the arts dealer from A Man in the High Castle.
And yeah, that's what it is. Fucking traitor. Fucking traitor, Matt. Actually, no, if you look at it, do the profile again, Matt. No, the other way. You do look like the trade dealer. You look like the art dealer in Man in the High Castle. Am I right?
Cheers.
I mean, the cross between the Man in the High Castle art dealer and Edward Snowden. I think you're ready.
I think you're ready, Matt. Can you put in a good word for me? Because I don't speak Japanese. I don't speak German.
I don't either. It was just more of kind of it was a weird thing for me to just kind of be like, oh, I mean, not weird, but it was natural in the fact that my mind was already working with puzzles.
You're past midlife, so the crisis should have happened a while ago.
Well, this is better than a tattoo. It's kind of like a brain tattoo. I always said if I went through a midlife crisis, I'd get an arm tattoo.
Maybe we should all learn how to speak a language.
While you're there.
a foreign language.
You think the just the Japanese thing? That's it. That's
oh, there's other things too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All the late night basement paintings and cat collections, and
he's creating his own art that he can sell.
Exactly.
I've been painting in my basement.
He's the collector. Yeah, he's going to go to the Japanese market and sell his art. You know, like yeah.
I'm done with this show. You guys,
here, Matt. Here's your artwork from the people next door.
What? Oh, the headline.
I was thinking that you were making kanji. I was like, what kanji is this?
Yeah, so there you go. There's no heads on them.
Yeah.
Because we're going to verify. When we go there, we're going to verify. I forgot we have to go to Franklin. So it's Franklin, Belgium, then somewhere in Switzerland, right? So we'll have to go to Franklin first.
Why Franklin first?
That's where we're doing the documentary.
That's where we're getting our money to travel for the documentary.
Well, we got to go to Amsterdam too. We can't go like to Belgium and then not go a little bit north to
I'm afraid I'll get lost in Amsterdam and never leave.
Oh, I will definitely get lost in Amsterdam, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go there.
It's interesting. I like it. It's pretty. There's lots of colors.
Speaking of colors, what is your favorite Uno color? Like, are you kind of like a red?
I'm gonna go
when you're playing blue. Like you blue.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were learning Chinese, it would be red for you, wouldn't it, Matt?
That would be Chinese.
Yeah, Chinese.
No, we are not gonna go with colors, and don't even know what. Why red?
Because better dead than red, right? Communism.
All right.
We're not in the '50s anymore.
No.
Getting there.
My bad.
Did you say your dad or my bad?
My bad. Forget I said anything. I just forget.
I always was a fan of the green cards.
Myself. Yeah, I almost picked them up.
I got it right away. Good job, Matt.
No problem. Chris is just like, I'm good. I'm done.
But I think I've said this before. Like, Amsterdam is cool, but the greenery is better in Copenhagen.
Huh?
Isn't it Copenhagen?
That's you can say it either way. It's like Caribbean or Caribbean.
No, you can only say it's. You can't say it's. It's not. It's not the Pirates of the Caribbean. It's the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, but it's Copenhagen or Copenhagen.
Well, but people say Copenhagen.
They both say both.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
On this show, we all say Copenhagen.
Okay.
So, anyhow, do you go on a Caribbean cruise or a Caribbean cruise?
Yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. It's
a Caribbean cruise Caribbean. Or a Caribbean cruise? I would say I would probably go on a Caribbean cruise.
I've been on a Caribbean cruise at Disneyland, so I'm going to say it's a Caribbean.
You're the reason why they had to get rid of the parts where the pirates are chasing all the prostitutes around on that ride, by the way.
Yeah, I was.
They're real.
Anyway, so like, yeah, there's a little area. Chicken.
That's part of the ride.
There's a little area on the eastern side of Copenhagen called Christiana, and it's basically a circumference area where there's no walls whatsoever.
No laws.
Yeah, and so it's like a little hippie commune type area.
Can you say laws again, please, for me?
Laws.
Wait, there's no lols?
Lols.
No lols?
There's no jokes?
Lol.
There's no lols in Copenhagen.
I'll say whatever I want to say. You understood, didn't you?
I know. Sorry.
Anyway, so, but it's one of those places
you can watch. I'm the last one to be criticized.
But yeah, you can do drugs and everything there, and it's, you know, it's a little bit better.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's not like you just, you know, it's not like rampant lawlessness, you know, but like it's just a what do you want to call it? Like a community area where they don't let the police come in. It's like they can just kind of, they're free to do what they want, live their lives. I don't mean like it's like a Las Vegas, but it's like, you know, it's just they have
police in Las Vegas.
I know, but I'm saying, but it's not like crazy, like where you see like crazy, because Vegas shit's crazy. But I mean, like, you know, it's just an area where it's like, hey, I want to go smoke some weed. I want to, you know, do whatever. Like, cool.
Because you got the flippers. People with the cards. Every 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. You just take the cards and go,
Matt, you look puzzled. Have you ever been to Vegas?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
You've heard the flapper, Reno the as well? I've never been to Vegas, though, as an adult.
Ah.
All right.
As a,
change the itinerary. Franklin, Vegas.
We go to make money on this shoestring budget of a fucking documentary. We make a couple of bucks. We then go to Vegas and try to triple our money to then on fund Bitcoin. The rest of our
trip. House always wins. Right. And, you know, the thing is, we'll probably win it. We'll probably win it all. Like, we'll probably be up, like, let's say we have $5 and we're up like $15. And then Jack goes, hey, we need a double or nothing. You know, and then we just lose it all. I'm just like, fuck.
Well, it's $15. I mean, what do you really
whatever. Risk? Let's just say $1,500 then.
There's no laws.
He says shoestring budget. So I assume we have probably $5 to our names.
No I want to put in one last lol in this show.
I didn't say lol. L-U-L-L.
No, I meant like a commercial break. Like an actual
lol. I see.
Randy says he hates Vegas.
We need to have the lull.
Every now and then, we pull it together and we say something funny. The rest of the time, just us hanging out, shooting the shit. So,
I blew my load in my first joke. I haven't said anything.
Pretty much. Keep blowing loads all over the place, though. You know, you don't have to hold it in or explode it at the beginning. You know,
we just don't need a black light, right? Because I guess it'd be perfect for your way you have your setting right now, right?
Yeah. I'll have to hide the evidence here. Hang on.
Did you finish all that popcorn?
That's actually to me one of the best subtle but yet not subtle jokes in Guardians of the Galaxy or Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2, where it's like Gamora's like going, Your ship is disgusting, you know, and then like Star-Lord's like, you think this is disgusting? Take a black light to this place. It's like a Jackson Pollock painting. I'm like, God.
I'm glad that jokes like that just fly right over my son's head.
Yeah, like, for real.
No idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, like, but he'll get it one day. It's like
Galaxy that Chris Pratt is taking heat today. Yeah. He's the bad guy today.
Yeah, I don't know what he said, but you know, but apparently, you know, he doesn't do social media a lot. And
he belongs to a church. It's not, I guess.
His family's. Yeah.
Right. I just read it real quick before we came on. I go, people hate Chris Pratt now? What's going on? I go, oh, well, you know, it's Twitter. We got to hate someone.
Yeah.
Well,
But it's like in like the Goonies, like how many jokes in the Goonies as a kid fly right over your head?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, holy shit, I can't believe they got away with this, you know, in the 80s, you know. I mean, think about, like, especially Mouth, you know, in the part where, like, he's talking to the maid in Spanish. He's talking about all the drugs and the heroin in the drawers. Yeah. You're just like, good God, you know.
Heroína en marihuana.
See, Mouth inspired me to learn a second language. I was like, you know what? Like, I could go with something that I would actually use, like Spanish or perhaps even learn French with my daughter, but no. Like, what are these? I want to know more about kanji.
I need to learn Southern.
You do. You think after all the years you've lived in the South, you would know it by now.
Well, I've told you before, I understand people a lot more than I did when I first came here.
Yeah. When I say lols,
I knew exactly what you meant.
If I say all.
Nice timing, Matt. That was fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Lols. Yeah.
It's some of your best producing work to date.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've inspired me, Matt. I'm going to start learning French. I've been talking about it for like 5-10 years. I'm going to learn it.
I'm telling you, pick up Duolingo. Just try a couple rounds. It's like a game, you know?
So. And then I'll have Shandy test me. No, that
there are. There are other apps out there. I'm just, you know, because I downloaded several of the free apps for language just to look up different things and practice different, you know, like I think very early on I was like, oh, I'm going to use this app. And then after a while I was like, I really don't like the way this is formatted. And
you like game one, right? What's it called?
I liked the game. Duolingo. So Mingo. It's very, I mean, my daughter used it for quite a while to learn Chinese. So
wait, Chinese
in Mandarin?
She had a friend in when she was in I believe it was fifth and sixth grade. No, her friend was Chinese, and so she was using it to learn Chinese so that she could communicate with her friend. She did win, actually. She won a foreign language award though at her school. So I'm
really
yeah. So she brought her awards home from basically last year because everything shut down. Well, she had an art award and she had a foreign language award for her classes. So
nice.
But
Miami Mike says, make sure you pick up Duolingo and not Dua Lipa.
And just right now, we're all translating what that means.
She's an artist.
Oh, yeah. Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa? Dua Lipa, Break My Heart, official video.
Oh, well, okay. I don't know. Maybe you should pick Dua Lipa up then as well. So, to each their own, my friend.
So what are you drinking today?
This is
fancy. Get him.
This is some type of a
different language. Get a special drink.
Looks like he's even got like a little seasoning on the top of that thing. Look at him. He's got like a proper cocktail.
Yeah, cinnamon? It's got a little bit of cinnamon.
See,
yeah.
Look at that. Yeah,
there you go.
It's a what did my wife?
It
looks
call like a baby
it?
Yoda. A baby Yoda. It's green with a little.
No, it's actually kind of tan, but tiramisu. That's what it's a tiramisu kind of martini.
So,
she made one and she was making one, but because she was making one, she
and she said, "Well, my husband's losing it, so let me make him a drink too."
My husband's podcast.
He's going through a midlife crisis. He's in his mid-40s. He's learned Japanese.
It was just kind of like a casual thing, you know, like.
That's a very like, nice thing to do.
And she goes, "Why do you spend so much time at the neighbor's house?"
I got margaritas in takeout today from 99.
I'm not a fan of margaritas.
Margaritas to go. Interesting though. You go and pick up the takeout there. If you have booze, they have to put it in the trunk. They can't put it in the car with you.
Hmm. Is what's this the like a Massachusetts
from pulling over in the next parking lot over and just throwing that margarita back? Nothing you can do about that. But for them, they said,
we put it in the trunk. It's his fault.
Liability.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Anyway, what else before we end the show?
My son, probably a year ago, he gave me the book that he had read, Alexander Hamilton. I started it, and it was like boring because boo-hoo, he had a bad childhood. You know, it was like, I get it.
He's no John Adams.
No, he's no John. But I really like the part where they actually get to the part where you know it's 1776. This you know the Revolutionary War, all that fun stuff. So anyway, but now I've seen the. Was it HBO? Who had the Alexander Hamilton thing?
Yeah, the HBO, the musical. Okay. Yeah. So now Disney Plus. Yeah.
So now every time I get to Hamilton, my first thing is Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton.
So it completely throws me off what I'm reading. I go, I got to stop, regroup, and then another line later, Alexander Hamilton. I cannot read the damn book without singing that fucking song in my head.
I've said it every time you've mentioned it.
People might think I'm kidding. No, literally, one page took me like 10 hours, but I kept going, Alexander Hamilton, Hamilton. And I'm like, oh, fuck, please stop. So now I should have read the book before.
The music, I will say, is so infectious that my kids, they were at a friend's house over the weekend. And apparently while they were there, the other girl played some of the music so that later when they came home, I had just casually mentioned something like, I don't know if it was, wouldn't it be nice or, something about having something on your side. And they immediately started singing, "Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to have Washington on your..." So they immediately started going into that song, and it's like, I hadn't heard that song, but it was like just a few key words like triggered it for them.
Yeah, I'm like going, "Fuck, I should have read this goddamn book before." Because like I said, I had trouble getting his child. He has a fucked up childhood. I'm not gonna question
that. Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
Text from your neighbors, huh?
No, it's
angry. It's out of the house.
No, it's
there is a gas leak in the neighborhood.
It is an Amber Alert. So
see, but, you know, people are just going missing.
Oh, it's an Amber Alert city. Next door. Isn't that special?
It's an Amber Alert for me.
I will say because everybody seems to love stories about my neighbors, and God, I hope
I don't think anyone's ever inquired about your neighbors other than Jack.
No, you're the one who keeps telling these stories, man.
I don't even want to talk about them, but anyway, they started trapping. Like, I think he was inspired by my trapping of squirrels, so he's been trapping possum.
Don't trap possums, dude. Possums are awesome.
See, that's the thing. Possums are like
they're,
so my
they're
wife
really beneficial.
Yeah, they are. They're
like
local
ecosystem.
Exactly.
Well, what the fuck do squirrels do that's so bad?
Squirrels are a rodent.
Yeah, and they carry fleas and ticks with them and stuff like that. So no, like, but possums are cleaners.
Hmm? Well, Jack,
I trapped the squirrels. You said fuck the town next to you.
No, they went out
about the town next door.
No, they were basically city squirrels that went out to the country to live upstate.
Yeah, and they can't live.
You know, those city squirrels don't have a chance in the country.
Then they're part of the ecosystem, and they help out the other people.
Those squirrels are on the corner like, now we'll work for nuts, right?
The winter's coming.
I'm with you there, Nick, about the possums, but yeah. I'm not going to say anything to him about it. Possums. Well,
yeah,
they are kind of freaky.
They're weird looking. Yeah, they hiss at you, but you know they're
ugly as shit. But yeah, they do help.
Years ago, playing possum in our backyard, and my two dogs were going after it. I got the two dogs. And said I couldn't tell. It laid there all night long, literally all night long, laid there like it was dead. Next morning, I wake up, I go, it's gone. So either he was playing possum, or one of the hawks or vultures got him. I don't know.
Oh,
But he was gone the next day. Literally just lay there.
Well, that's what I was going to do on this podcast.
Not on this podcast, yeah.
No, I brought shit. I had stories to tell. You have never once explained your background, Jack. Go ahead. What is this?
Art. It's art. I get it, man. We had all our grandkids over, and I was showing them how you make. I said, "Well, you want me to show you how to make poop?" And of course, Alex, Jay's youngest son, wanted to see how do you make poop. And so that's why I made poop, but with corn in it.
And Where is this phone going off?
Actually, you have to poop it out too. That's what I did.
You pooped it out.
Can someone please take Jack off of the fucking
Sorry. Another Amber Alert was going on.
Because corn, whatever reason, when you eat corn, you chew corn, what happens the next day when you go to the bathroom?
You don't digest corn.
But you know what? Nobody wants to hear about that. That's why we're losing listeners left and right, you know? It's like
we're losing listeners left and right because of my corn cock and not because
Yeah. I have this cool ass dune picture behind me.
Like that last piece of corn there in the bottom just did not want to leave.
Really? your picture to me though.
It is dripping out.
You know what?
There.
It's corn. It's yellow Play-Doh. That's what I am. That's yellow Play-Doh.
You made this, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, that was the rough part too. Like when they got that part come out, you're like, "Oh, what was that?"
Had the Play-Doh scissors, and he goes, "Can I cut your caca?" I go, "Sure." So he wanted. I made white caca for him. I made green caca for him.
Dude, if you have white caca, you're dead. Okay,
you gotta go see a doctor, man.
You got to. There's actually a couple colors. Like, no, seriously. Like, in all seriousness. If your poop is green, or white, go to a doctor immediately. Like, you are probably dead.
Green.
Maybe not green, green but white. Green's bad.
Green's bad.
Yeah, like for poop colors.
Well, I'll put someone in that box and ship it out, see what they say. In that box, it follows me around. I want your poop. You could be. You look healthy, but you don't know.
It reminds me of that scene in Out Cold. Did you guys see that movie?
No.
Really? Oh, man. It's not a great film. But it's basically
Chris hadn't seen it.
So it's all these about these slacker guys that like work at a ski resort. And like Lee Majors buys it, and it's just like a weird movie. But like they're trying to fire all the guys that have been there, and this one guy is just a straight up pothead. They're like, here's to you guys failing your very first random drug test. And the guy is so done drugs so much of all of his life, he has no clue what's going on. So they grab him and they're like, go to the bathroom in the cup, you know. And so like all these guys are coming back in with urine, big turd right in the cup.
What's it called? Lee Majors in it?
Yeah, Out Cold. It's like 2001, 2002. We have a poop chart.
Oh, wow.
What's going on here?
There's your title of the show, Poop Chart. Yeah. White clay or... Well, it was clay. Isn't Play-Doh kind of like a clay? Right?
I don't think it's clay. It's It's usually made from, because you can make your own Play-Doh, so it's usually like flour and something.
Zach Galifianakis is in it.
Yeah, it's like one of his first films. Yeah, there's some parts that are okay, and some that are really, really.
I'm a hugely major fan. I can't believe I haven't seen it. Maybe I have.
Yeah, like 2001 test. It's basically a ripoff of Casablanca. But
it
sounds like it'd be a ripoff of Casablanca.
You wouldn't think so, but it's just like how Wrath of Khan is a ripoff of Moby Dick. You know, it's very subtle, but it's there. But like the same thing. Yeah, it's just one of those weird movies that like you've seen it and you're like, oh yeah, it's just a guilty pleasure film to get stoned to watch.
I'm gonna have
Thomas Lennon's in it too. I have to watch this.
Interesting thing that I saw on IMDb today. There were three actors that share their birthday today. So it kind of, you know, I saw them and I was like,
let us guess.
Okay.
What is today? October 15th?
October
20th.
John Wayne.
Actors.
No.
John Wayne.
Now, one of these actors is. No. Mm-mm.
It is.
Donald O'Connor.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. I was talking about actors that I saw. Like on IMDb,
so you don't know if John Wayne's birthday was today. Is today?
you're totally. You like took away this thing that I was just gonna blurt out, and then you're okay, like, let's guess, and then you're like just making fun of me.
I thought it was gonna be a fun John game, Wayne. But go ahead, make it your game.
Okay, William Zabka from Cobra Kai. The other one. I don't think you'd ever guess was Viggo Mortensen.
Oh yeah,
but a solid act. You know, I was like, oh, you know,
he played the third Karate Kid.
The third one, from The Office, John Krasinski,
who played Johnny from Karate Kid.
It's also Snoop Dogg's birthday.
I don't think it's
also Snoop Dogg's birthday. Yeah.
Well, I think all five of the people that we've mentioned so far should come together, have a birthday album.
Can we talk about arts. I know we've talked about before John Krasinski. What's his real voice? Does anyone know?
What's his real voice?
Because on The Office, he doesn't talk when he was doing that good news thing.
It's called
acting. Yeah. He does. He does talk different on the good news thing.
But on his voice on The Office and when he, what's his, Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
It's the actually same your name.
Yeah, I know.
Jack Ryan.
It's like, I stopped playing that. Remember when that trivia game was going around? I remember you play different people and stuff like that. How many states, I ended up quitting because of this question. How many states start with the letter P? I'm like, fuck, I don't know. I go, I'm going to say zero.
Really?
There's one answer, Pennsylvania. Guess where I was born?
Yeah.
I said, fuck this game, I quit.
So along the same lines, Jack, I went into the post office today, dropping off some packages.
You see your photo on the wall?
No, I did not. And so what if my neighbors were on there? But okay. I'm going in, and I'm also going to buy some stamps.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, my boss, he really likes to have unique stamps. So I'm like, well, can you pull out the folder and just show me what kind of stamps
you're
you have?
You're a philatelist, are you?
So you're one of those people that holds up the line because you got to have the special stamp.
There was nobody behind me. And anybody that came in can fucking wait because it's my turn.
I hate people like you.
No, there was nobody behind me. So what does it matter?
You have the stamp with a flower on it?
It is the post office. I am at the mouth of the river. You are boxes, etc. I am at the mouth of the river, post office central. Like,
I still have to go to the post office and wait in line to get the stuff. And then,
you didn't have to wait behind me.
You're taking up the time of the post worker. They have boxes to damage, and you're up there. You're up there like, I want to see the latest stamp. You have the ones with the moon landing still.
Okay.
Do you have the first stamp? Gotta have it.
Jack, laying into me about it, but you're holding up this whole podcast.
There have been podcasts where we definitely bust Matt's chops. Tonight,
endlessly. Like, I can't even
destroyed.
Get a word in edgewise. So I'm at the post office, or I'm ordering stamps, and I'm like, do you have the suffragette stamps? And she was like, I don't know what that is.
Suffragette.
And I'm like, the suffragette stamps, they have the, you know, and she's like, I don't know. And so she pulls out this other portfolio and she's going through them, and I'm like, okay, I'll take one of those. And I'm buying several sheets. So, you know, it's not like I'm not a paying customer. In fact, I'm probably paying more than anyway. Fuck you, Jack. So she finally gets to the
be quiet. That was uncalled for. Yeah. I apologize. And I wanted you to apologize in Japanese.
Sustained.
Okay. And she finally passes by the women's vote stamp. And I'm like, yeah, the suffragette stamp. And she's like, oh, you mean the women's vote?
She didn't know the word.
I was like, okay, whatever. Like, yeah, it's the same thing. Like, but yes, I want that one. So,
you know, it's funny.
But it was a funny kind of moment, though, where I'm using the same.
As a woman, she should have known that the stamp, that's what it was called.
I never said that. You said that.
You know, I didn't.
Overall,
point of the story.
I didn't realize, you know.
I think it's just a general term that people should know, you know, as a part of history. So, yeah, you know, whether you're male or female.
History, like, things like 6 weeks ago.
Back on Suffragette City.
It's 100 years. Women have earned the right to vote. It's great. And it's unfortunate that more people couldn't have came through with that law being passed. And, you know,
I mean, it took 5 years for it to be ratified, which there's always like a 20-year stipulation for them to ratify an amendment to the Constitution. But it was passed by the Congress in 1915, but it was not ratified fully until Tennessee ratified it in 1920.
Because wasn't Wilson against it, Woodrow Wilson?
I have no idea. I know Wilson was one of the worst presidents ever.
I believe he was against it because someone was trying to give credit for passing it, but he was against. He was like real race. He's a terrible guy. No one should say, "Yay, Woodrow Wilson." He was just a terrible, terrible human being.
Yeah,
I don't know. In
history books, it says it was one of the greatest things Tennessee is known for.
Yeah, it's because we were the only Southern state to vote for women's suffrage, for the right to vote. And the reason why it passed is because like it was very split down the middle of the state legislature. Mm-hmm. And a woman, one of the senator's mothers, actually called him before he did his vote and said something. I forget what her line was to him that's written down, but it was like something very Southern, you know, just like, you know, mm-hmm. nothing like they wouldn't like do it for your mother. It was like something very like,
we need this new law.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, history is a lot of times decided by something like this, though, mm-hmm. occurring. You know, it takes one person to kind of step forward and usually, you know, say something sensible that reaches, you know, the person that makes the decision or overturns. I know with Lewis and Clark, when they were out west, there was a moment where they are on death's door. They've been lost, you know, and they're about to, you know, they're starving to death, you know. nobody had died at that point, but they were
because someone took all the rolls out of the area.
No, they were lost, you know, in the past there, but they finally found the Nez Perce. And they were actually going to kill him. But there was an older woman in the tribe who had been saved by a white person a long time in her past or what have you. And she was the one that was just like, no, like you should spare their lives. Like, you know, as I was spared or what have you. And so it's her voice that kind of like tells the chief to like, no, we should really take them in. Like we shouldn't treat them as basically the enemy. And so they basically were nursed back to health and, you know, were able to kind of continue on their journey. So.
What? There's so many.
I can just picture Matt at the post office explaining this entire story to the girls working.
And
no, you're like
30 deep.
You're 100% correct.
Yeah, I can see it. Take can you imagine being the person standing behind Matt? I know there wasn't someone standing by Matt. Can you imagine being that person standing
down the entire city?
I just have a slip here that something's in my post office box. That's all I want. I want my package. And I have this guy.
I'm just trying to fucking vote, man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to drop on my bed right here. And I have this guy talking about women's suffrage. I would like 5 sheets of these stamps, please. The suffrage stamps. You mean the women's right to vote stamps? No, the suffrage stamps.
Let me tell you a story.
Let me tell you a story why they're called the suffrage stamps.
Did you know that Tennessee? It was all because of Tennessee.
And she's like, who the fuck is Lewis and Clark?
You know, it's just like, look, I am not the Cliff Clavin in this scenario, okay? I got my stamps.
Dude, man. I need 4 stamps I've never been in my kitchen.
You know what's great about that episode? It has nothing to fucking do with Christy Alley right now, so that's great.
You sure she's not in? I think she's in that episode.
She is, but it has nothing to do with her. Anyway, that was good. That was good. Thanks for
what about we forgot about mentioning that because, you know, Happy Days is going to have a reunion in Wisconsin for the Democratic Party.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh,
what's his name? Scott Baio is not a Democrat. So John Stamos is offered to take the part of
Chuck. The Beach Boy?
Yeah. John Stamos said, I'll do it.
I'll be Chachi.
And then Scott Baio said, don't you have, should you be taking care of Aunt Becky?
Ooh.
Which I thought was a pretty shitty thing to do because she has no part of this. I mean, it was stupid for him to say that. So the whole Twitter war going on. But John Stamos as Chachi, what do we think? Would that work?
Probably.
Sure. They were best buds in Full House days.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, what's his name? They were literally high school friends. Uncle Jesse and...
I don't blame him. I mean, I'd probably be the same way if I was a musician in a band or an actor or something like that. And then I don't like supporting politicians either way. You know, I'd probably be the same way. Like, I'm not taking part in this because I don't want to be associated with a politician ever. It's like, you know, Mike Love, because someone said the Beach Boys. Oh, Matt said the Beach Boys was John Stamos. Like, Mike Love owns the rights to the name the Beach Boys, but it's just Mike Love. Like, he is not the Beach Boys. And he's doing a benefit concert for Donald Trump in LA, I think in next week or something like that. And Brian Wilson immediately like released a statement, him and Al Jardine, who are the other two living Beach Boys, like, we do not in any way endorse this as the Beach Boys. Like, cause it's like, yeah, and that's just one of those things. You don't speak for everybody when you do those kind of things.
If you believe that way, that's fine. But yeah, you shouldn't be dragging the whole group into that.
That's what I mean. Not to shit on your thing, but like it's just kind of
a dick move.
I would like to clear the air about what was not a Twitter feud, but
your stamp just argument with the stamp argument, you
in the post office.
No.
You're always trending on Twitter, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm not with Bill. Okay.
You want to know why the U.S. Post Office is going broke, because there's always some guy up there explaining about why it's the suffrage stamps versus the...
Like, I want this week's episode drawing to be a self-caricature of a guy standing at the counter explaining to a woman.
With a guy behind him with like an armful of packages.
No, with a line.
Yeah, the line. Just...
So you were mansplaining to this woman.
You were mansplaining
the worst thing to mansplain. I just wanted the stamps. I didn't even you.
If you were to use the topic to mansplain, it wouldn't be woman suffrage.
All right.
It's a terrible choice.
I wanted to talk about
the Apollo stamp or the Elvis stamp.
What did you want to talk about, Matt?
Okay, so Jack, unbeknownst to him, had made a comment on Twitter, and I thought it was very timely and very funny. So I just kind of responded, but then I felt like you got some heat for it, which I don't know why. But you had basically said,
every 4 years you have actors on both sides. I'm going to leave the fucking country if this guy's elected or this person's elected, this whoever's elected.
And they never do it.
First, they never leave. Second, I'm just tired of fucking hear it. Third, a lot of us would like to leave the country, but we can't afford to. So you're being especially during a pandemic, you're just being an asshole. If you're saying, I'm sorry. And then you said something. I didn't know that President Trump had said, basically, I think he said, I didn't even hear him say it because I don't listen to him. So when you said it, I saw the clip. I go, he said, maybe I should leave the country. I think that's what he said. And then someone else said something like to the effect of, I was like going, well, that's not what I was saying, but that's okay. And I basically said what I was going to say. But I don't care. If I put something on Twitter, I'm not afraid. I've said it. I meant it. I'm sick of people.
I didn't really think there was a Twitter. It just seemed kind of, interesting that, And I'm there with you, I mean, it's like, well, it's like, on both sides, like why make that claim or that proclamation? It's a bit narcissistic to say like, oh, it's about me and proclaiming it to everybody to know like, oh, if this happens, like you're going to miss out on this.
Because I said, instead of just saying, fuck it, I'm going to leave. Why don't you stay here and make it better? Is what I ended it with. And I truly believe that. It's just like, and that's not a love or leave it thing.
I do think though, if you're being persecuted or feel like your life is being threatened in a way because of the way you live your life, is being threatened. A la what we witnessed during the Nazi takeover of Germany.
I'm laughing at the chat.
I figured you were just laughing at me, like talking about and stuff. But whatever. Like, I just feel like it's one of those things that when certain people are being persecuted, or if your life feels threatened because of where you live, then they all know. It's like
But these big people they're just out of touch. So every time they say it, it's like, and I'm not against rich people and famous. If I was rich and famous, I wouldn't apologize for it. But it's just, so that's what I was laughing at. But it's just like, first, we know you're not going to leave. We know you're not going to leave. It's a stupid statement to say. Just shut the fuck up. You can express your political views. I'm not one of those people, actors shouldn't say anything. I don't care. You can believe what you want to believe, but nowadays you better, like, Kirstie Alley found out you better be careful what you say because you're going to be torn apart if you disagree with the masses. So, like I said, I just was like, stop. If you're going to stay anyway, instead of saying fuck that person got elected, I'm leaving. Say, you know what? I'm going to try to make the world a better place and stay behind. That I would have more respect for the person if they did that than that. Oh, I'm worth $500 billion. I'm just going to fucking leave. Where most people are just like going, how am I going to pay my rent next month with this pandemic and me not working? To me, it's just a stupid fucking thing to say, especially in 2020 where people are like going are stressing. I go, how am I going to pay my fucking bills because I can't work?
I guess if you make over 400,000 and Biden wins, you might be like, okay, fuck it, I'm out of here.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, did you say we're at 50 cents?
But,
just tweeted that about that because sure. they released what his tax bracket would be if because he lives in New York City, it would be 65%, and he's like, "Fuck that shit," you know. Yeah. So I don't. I mean, I would freak out too about getting taxed 65%.
Nobody wants to pay more. Nobody wants to pay more than they're paying.
Yeah. Sure.
I always laugh when people say I should be taxed more. Well, pay more. No one's telling you can't pay more.
Yeah, you can always pay more.
I think people are frustrated at the larger picture of the wealth distribution in America and the extremes that come with that.
I get that, but that's not what I'm arguing. I'm just saying, but those people are the ones saying, fuck it, I'm going to leave.
Right.
It's just like, we'll stay here and get better.
Or, you know, 50 Cent could go to another state that has a better tax bracket.
There's always Florida. There's always Texas.
I mean, 50 cents worth at least 64 cents in Canada.
I mean, and that's second funniest thing you've said.
Hey, I'll take one out.
Boom goes the
night. I gotta get political on my Twitter page. I like to have fun. It's like fuck, like you know, unless it's Dean Spanos or the Dodgers, but or if Danny Woodhead's tweeting me, which is pretty cool. Yeah. But
that's you know the only thing that concerns me. I don't exactly what you were saying, Jack. I don't care what anyone's political opinion is. I really don't. It's like you know you feel the way you do you. You know it's like hey great. You know I get disgusted with people who have no empathy at all or try to understand other Americans. You know because to me like we're all Americans and you should try to get along. You know not to be total 60s, but it's like I was reading about a farmer who had a Trump flag up. And someone set ablaze his combine and all of his tractors, you know, and he came out and they were all just gone, you know, like on fire. And it's like, fuck. I was like, you know, I was like, yeah, I mean, I don't like when I see politics anywhere, really. But it's just like, anyone has a different opinion to me. All four of us have different opinions, but I like to discuss them. It's like, hey, like Matt, oh, you think that? Oh, that's cool. Tell me why you think that way. Because you could change my mind. You know, it's like, that's to
Go
me.
Rig, I know, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah. Like, why do you say laws? You know, like, but yeah,
I do think the sign thing is, I mean, although if you do put up a sign that says, you know, a lot of nasty things, vulgar,
yeah, you're asking for it.
Mm-hmm. You know, at that point, like, okay, like you've stepped into the realm of just being an asshole to everybody, but stealing people's signs. I mean, even in our neighborhood, like we're very conservative part of Indiana here. Well, let's just say this. We're on the edge. We're on the blue line edge. So you see a lot of where both are coexisting, but also pushing and rubbing a little bit back and forth. And so, you know, there's coming into town, there's a corner property that has this nice, like little Republican for Biden sign that they put up. Next day, it's gone. A couple days later, it's back up, you know, because someone clearly was mad that, you know, that was there prominent
in the main
thoroughfare as you come into town. But it's like, well, that's that person's property. So
I tweeted because I'm taking the grandkids for walks now and stuff like that, trying to get a little bit in shape. And that our neighbor had
in Japanese. I get it. Yeah.
I'm going along. The kids are looking at me like I'm crazy, but anyway,
so does my wife. Yeah.
Someone had a sign out that said you can't fix stupid, but you can vote it out. And I said, that is hilarious. So I took a picture of it and sent it to Jay and Colleen because I figured they'd appreciate it. But, you know, I wouldn't have, you know, I was like, even if I was like voting for that person, I wouldn't be like offended by it. It's like, you know, it's yours. It's your house. You know, you're not doing.
That's a good one, Mike.
Oh, Miami Mike, shut the fuck up. Anyway, so. But no, it's like I said, I would never take somebody's side. Maybe as a kid, as a fucking joke, I would do it. Okay, as a kid, I probably would do it. But it wouldn't be because for political reasons, just be because I was a kid and I was a dick. So that's what we did. Sure. You know, because I know I listen to all these people. I'm on the neighborhood thing. People bitch all the time about doorbell ditch and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I did it all the time, doorbell ditch. I did want to talk about it today. I have grandkids.
We were ending the show.
We were?
Yeah. Real quick. Grandkids. I have grandkids. So the last – we have a no soliciting sign. Right here's our doorbell, and we have that, you know, the camera one. It says no soliciting doorbell. First person comes up, and I'm got one kid, and one kid's sleeping. I got the other kid, he's running around. I'm picking him up, I'm trying to change his diaper. He rings the fucking doorbell. I go, God damn it, you know, because I'm trying to keep the other kid asleep.
Yeah,
luckily, the kid doesn't wake up. Put some flyer on my goddamn, it's for Trump. Big, huge fucking thing. I'm like, going, what the fuck? It says no soliciting right there. Right. So 20 minutes later, I've switched the kids around. One kid's sleeping. The other one is awake because fucking Trump woke him up. And so then I'm sitting there and I can see them come. I got the camera. I go, no, thank you. No, thank you. I'm saying it through the thing. No, thank you. Like, stay the fuck away. Well, they're Biden people. They ring the doorbell anyway and wake the other one up. So I'm like, fuck you, Biden. I'm like going, I got fucking Biden, fucking Trump. So no soliciting. Doesn't that mean don't fucking, do I need to have a sign up there? Ring my doorbell. I will shoot you.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have to get that violent? I mean, literally, if you walked up to a house, and I get that these people are out there campaigning for their candidate. I get, and it's not easy because you're probably going up to a house where people are going to be like me and say, fuck off. I don't want to listen to it. But if you see no soliciting, would you ring the doorbell?
Yes.
I would not. But I also know what suffrage means and soliciting.
Yeah,
so
you'd be up there explaining me the stamp thing, and I'd probably just call the cops on you.
Hey, we'd like to discuss suffrage with you today.
Let me tell you about the importance of the stamp
collection. Yeah. The wham, man.
Right?
What's that paper you're holding there, Matt?
Some dolphin paper.
Well, actually, it's not dolphin paper. This is Bugra. This comes from
they call him Flipper. Oh, he doesn't know what a flipper is.
These are my notes for say closing out the show. You know? Yes.
Close it out.
Go ahead.
Damn it. No, go ahead, Nick. What
I forgot what we were just talking about before we got into Flipper.
We were talking about Suffragist City.
Did I get an answer? If it says no
voting. No soliciting, yeah.
Fucking doorbell. What do you say, Chris? You're the final vote.
Well, it depends on how I'm compensated.
Yeah, exactly. It depends on if my livelihood is dependent on me knocking on your door or not.
Well, your livelihood about being alive.
Well, you know, if it was
I'm going to get a gun because I'm sick of it.
I know what you mean.
I think if I could protect myself from if I walk into someone's house that was the old man rock and rolling up Play-Doh shit, I think I could defend myself.
What if I roll up a thing that looked like a gun?
Oh well,
I say what you do is you rig up.
Break and entering though.
You need to rig up.
The door was open.
Situation.
The door wasn't open. The door was shut.
Shut. I'm saying, but was it unlocked?
No.
Well, then he's not going to enter the house. Then.
True.
You have to open the door.
Chris said he was sneaking in.
Just the other day, I just randomly came across Ferris Bueller. It was playing, and it was the doorbell scene. I'm telling you, you put up a little fake doorbell thing there where they push it. What's that?
It was a Sunday night movie.
Yeah, it was a Sunday night movie. I just happened to see that it was on. I was like, oh, cool, you know. And okay. So it's one of those movies that.
Oh, I'm sorry. In my weakened condition, I'm afraid I might take a tumble down the steps. Because.
My wife hates that movie.
Oh, really?
Along with Beetlejuice.
I've seen it.
How can you hate Beetlejuice?
We almost got divorced over it. Almost because we saw it in theater, and she goes, "I go, what are you talking about?" I go, we're done.
I don't think we've ever actually discussed this. Like, what do you guys think of the theory that Ferris Bueller is not a real person? Have you guys heard that theory?
I've heard that theory.
Where Cameron is—it's really all Cameron. Cameron is Ferris Bueller. It's kind of like a Fight Club. Fight Club scenario. Whereas in like, because like if you look at a lot of the scenes, that like it's a split personality. He's a schizophrenic. You know, like. He's his dormant personality is his true self, Cameron, and then his outer projection is Ferris Bueller. So, like, you know, everything, like when they're in the Ferrari, you know, he's tucked in there and like the thing, you know, but like Ferris is driving it. And then, like, him kicking the car is really him being Ferris, you know. Hating his dad. Like, there's a lot of like really you could see that to where it's
wow. In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, he's giving his personality. Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot.
At first, it's like John Hughes was not that smart, and I was like, oh.
But what about Ferris? But how do Ferris's parents come into play?
Here's where I think I can come in. This is what happens. Okay, he is actually in love with Ferris's sister. And he's projecting himself into that family in some kind of weird psycho way.
Wow. I like that.
He wants to be a part of that family in some way. It's like a perfect family to him.
Is he a stamp collector?
And Ferris Bueller actually was a student who died. And so he's thinking about like how he would take
save,
over
save, few, save Ferris.
And they're both
Ferris is dead.
Yeah, and they dead both, already. they both start off in the same thing, that Ferris mm-hmm. is pretending to be sick, whereas Cameron is also pretending to be sick. It's like, wow, it's like a lot of weird parallels that could happen.
Do a whole podcast on that. You guys want to do it now?
You know, it's sad that you only brought this up till the end.
True. So. I didn't want to say, like, I knew what Jack meant, though, about solicitors, though, because it's one of the things about, like, when you're in California, to register to vote, you have to do it at the DMV, and they have all of your information. Sorry, man. I didn't want to end it. But I would get so many freaking text messages all the time during the voting times. It's like, hey, do you support Gavin Newsom? And it's like, I would just be me and be like, no, fuck that guy, because you just text me. And they're like, oh, well, would you like to discuss why you don't want to vote for him? I just keep doing it. Like, sure, let's talk about why you're texting me. Well, I just want to be left alone.
Well, yesterday, Sydney had someone come to the door, and she was walking down the stairs, and she says, I have a no soliciting sign. She goes, I'm not here to sell you anything. She goes, I don't really care what you have to say. I felt bad for being so rude. I go, no, but she, I go, I hear that I'm cooking dinner. I hear the doorbell ring. I go, the fuck?
You have a lot of visitors.
All of a sudden, big walk, because it's election time. And so people are, I don't care.
Yeah. All right. So on that note, fuck you, I don't care. Where you can go to get all of your fuck you needs. And I feel like sometimes we don't take full advantage of the fucking after dark and just like let it fly. But here's what you do. You go to jandjack.com/Amazon, pick up your copy of Ferris Bueller, some Play-Doh so you can make art, or, you know, maybe a copy of The Godfather. So there you go.
Did we lose Crescieri?
I'm sure she left a long time ago. She was like, this whole conversation is shitty. Hopefully some people stayed till the end. I know there are.
Well, she wanted entertainment, and the entertainment came later on. I apologize.
I appreciate everybody that joined us live in the chat. That is who I want to thank first. John finally made it. You know, I know he was probably out on a UPS run. Randy, John, you know, he showed up.
He's from Kentucky. I think that's who it was.
Yes.
We knew it. Met by laws.
I saw somebody else in the chat at some point. Kim, Randy. Maybe I mentioned him already. But David, there was a David that was he had actually showed up. So
Chris, Will was there.
And Will, I didn't see Will.
Yeah, Will didn't
Chris,
show up.
Chris was there. Chris Dorn.
And Chris Skypeck. Thank you keeping it real. Skypeck. So. Thank Chris. Anyway, if you want to become a patron, help the show out, help all of the JJack programs out. You know, I hear the Mandalorian's coming back, and maybe that Ellen and Bruce is going to fire up the grill. You know, Jack's really pissed about that one. Anyway, you can at some point, but you're just going to be annoyed with all of our Star Wars talk. And
I started the right stuff, so I forgot to say that.
Oh, I need to watch that. It's on what channel?
Amazon? It's on
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Yeah, I need to do that.
Okay. It's if you've seen the movie, it's pretty similar to the book. Of course, they make what's his name look like a dick. But anyway,
which one?
Who's first guy in space? I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Alan Shepard.
He just seems like a fucking dick.
My name.
So, Miami Mike was trying to guess. To guess exactly what I was going to do for patrons, but you're wrong. They're Uno card themed, of course, because that was our show tag at the beginning. So take that card back.
Sure brought the people in.
What?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The people. These are our special patrons that I'm thanking right now. Uno themed. Stick with the program. Take
just
that card
back. Stamp to me.
You just keep interrupting my names.
Oh, yes,
see how it's take that card back, like you're playing the game, and okay, whatever. That's the worst one. The Endless Eckhart Reverse Richter Maneuver. If you've ever played Uno, there's always that person that's like, reverse it back to me, reverse it back
to
me.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Rictum, damn near.
Ed, the wild card carrier, you know he's got one up his sleeve. Maggie, she matches all the numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's one of those players that you're just like, ha-ha, you don't have that. And then she's, like, flipping it back over, you know, because she's matching up the threes. Joanne, who's waited all game, just like Jack, to play that wild draw four card and just stick it to someone, right? But you know what? She's playing against Greg, who just got Uno, and fuck you. The whole thing is over with. Greg won. Thank you. Thank you, Patreon. making it was good. It was an interesting Uno game. There's a lot of switches. I thought Maggie might win it at some point, but there you go.
I mean, I think you probably should have gone with Miami Mike's suggestion.
Your suggestion? No, I'm not bringing in politics with the, you know, it was Uno themed. You want to make the show card? You want to close out the show?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to close out the show ever because it never, ever happens.
It does take a while to close out the show. And we made this a full 2 hours. So I hope listeners did get to this point.
We still got another minute.
We should close it because I think Jack's frozen and I'd like to keep it that way.
He's faking it. Look at see.
Good show, kids. One in a million. Support the arts and the old farts. We'll be back next week.